be people out there that disagree. They're welcome to their incorrect opinions.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The offseason is over, and it's now time for football. 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 Wait, hold on, everybody. Femi, hold on. Did you know that the Nets picked Yegor Demin in the first round of the NBA draft?
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM, the sports book born in Vegas on the BetMGM network.
All right, we'll do like the actual intro for the show in a moment, but Femi has to join me right now before we get to eight buckets in a little bit. Femi,
oh, I love that.
We got to give Bill some credit, right?
We do.
He said yesterday on the show, I might even have something for you. Well, to be fair, I was about to give Bill credit. I might not now. Because he did say yesterday, I might have something for you later in the show, which was never going to happen. Because during the show, Bill's listening to other radio shows and doing his work for Bears Banter. So that was never going to happen. But he did get it for today. It's a great job by Bill Zimmerman, Femi.
I love it. I love it. And it plays into the audience, and it rewards you for the people who listened yesterday to the rant at the top of the show, and it goes right into that. I love it. 10 out of 10 for me. I enjoyed the entire thing. I want to keep leaning into the Brooklyn Nets. Like, that's it's team. It's our team.
Honestly, like, I like them way more. I don't think they're going to be good. I like them over the win total this year. I do. Give me a Brooklyn Nets take.
I think they're going to be dreadful. I think that they're too young. I'm not a Michael Porter Jr. fan. He went to high school in Seattle, Washington, at least his senior year. Shout out to him. But I'm not a fan of his. He's not going to defend. I don't think the team is going to defend. Jordy Fernandez, apparently he's a great coach. Unfortunately, the cupboard is bare. Like, young teams don't win in the NBA, especially young teams that don't defend. So I'm out on the Brooklyn Nets. Like, the win total's basement low. I wouldn't bet the over still with it being that low.
I'm trying to decide if the Brooklyn Nets, I think the bit is bad.
No, I love it.
I think it's... No, I mean... But just, like, at what point are people just like, we don't care. Like, it's funny, but, like, but no one cares, though. Like, the bit needs it has to die now. Until basketball season's back.
I'll say the bit cannot exist in September. In September, it cannot.
Oh, you don't think we should be doing, like, Danny Saraf's... Like, how he's looking at training camp, as opposed to, like, you know, like, week 2 in the National Football League? Yeah. Like, who needs, like, Commanders-Packers Thursday Night Football week 2. Should we discuss that? Or should we talk about Danny Wolf's passing out of the low post?
You know, I hear he's having a good training camp.
Like, you know, Cam Thomas is calling out members of the media. Should we spend some time on that? We could do that.
Oh. Yeah, that did happen when we were gone.
It did happen.
No, we don't have to get into that. But
I can't even believe I just said Cam Thomas getting into it with them. No one cares. But that's a great job by Bill Zimmerman. So, Femi, my last question for now, and then I will do the intro for the show. When do you let's say that we, and really me, we do not apply pressure on Bill here. When is the next time there will be different sound in the open of the show?
I think it'll be tomorrow, and then the real test will come Monday. Yeah, I think tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because the pressure is being applied right now, because we keep talking about it.
Well, we haven't applied it directly yet. If tomorrow, 24 hours from now, if it's the same open as today, like, I don't really know if we could say boo about it. You'd be like, hey, like, it would have been nice to have this year. But, like, Monday, absolutely. We should really have something new every day, right?
I think there's been enough over the last 2 days from 8 buckets that, like, he'll have something new for tomorrow. Monday, though, when we have 2 days, everyone goes for the weekend and we come back, that's the real test, in my opinion. Like, will there be something fresh on Monday? And that to be determined.
All right. Tyler Morales is with us. So Tyler has been on the show since day one. And Tyler produces some other shows, some other wagertainment on the BetMGM network. Mm-hmm. Tyler, do you think that Bill should change the open every day from now until the end of football season? Like, he doesn't have to, you know, when we're in, like, next May, I don't think he has to do it every day. But from now until the end of football season, should the open have new content in it?
I don't think so. I think you can just do a change. We used to do it for, like, once. You change it once a week, maybe that, maybe once every 2 days. I don't think
Yeah, because you know what? Actually, just take me solo here, please. Thank you, everybody. Because this, you know what? This is the problem with society. Because no one wants to be great. Everybody just wants to be lazy. No, it's fine. We'll change it once a week. No big deal. Once a week. Why make it good 5 days a week when it could be good 1 day a week? Right? We choose one instead of five. Why would we want it to be great every day? I tell you, this is the problem with people. It's the problem with Tyler. It's the problem with Bill. It's the problem with Jake. It's the problem with downtown Mike Brown. It's the problem with Femi. It's not the problem with Femi. It's the problem with Addy. It's not the problem with Addy. She hasn't worked on the show long enough. And actually, I love all these people. They're all great. I mean that. People often have asked me, like, hey, how do you feel about the show? I'm like, the show's awesome, man. Everyone's killing it. I mean that. Everybody's doing an awesome job. But I mean, can we get the goddamn open different every single... Now I'm demanding it.
Pressure
Tyler
applied.
Was supposed to come on. You know what I was? I was Yegor Demon. I needed Tyler to be Daddy Clax. Here's an alley-oop. Dunk that son of a bitch home. Tyler bricked it. Now only once a week. No problem. Yeah, it's football season. Here's a new open once a week. Well, we can make it 5 days a week. Tyler is just, people can't see, but Tyler had his camera on the duration of that time in what we call Q. Tyler has now turned off his camera. I would assume in shame. He should
gotta
be
leave room for improvement.
Where's Bill in all of this? Bill hasn't even typed in the chat. Is Bill here?
He said the bit's going to end soon. He said that. Yeah,
okay, Bill's here. Bill, can we get you on the air for a moment, please? Hey, Bill.
Hello, Nick.
What do you think about everything?
I love every option. I love everything you suggest, Nick.
So what do you so out of those options, which
that's
do you
a big bleep you?
Which do you think is the best one?
We are
see the problem
those...
is that Bill knows I love and respect him, so it's like I'm not gonna hammer Bill because Bill does a great job. But yeah, so Bill, what do you think?
Yeah, we're going to keep that open, fresh. We're going to keep, I don't know if it's going to be every day. It'll be close to every day. See, the issue is there are certain
Everyone get your pen and paper out and get ready to write down this excuse that's coming here. Let's
there
hear
this.
There
are certain restrictions about on-air production work, and it has to go through certain channels for opens.
Oh, what?
So.
Is that true?
The channels like, what's turn
the, on. Yeah, Ru- well, what's, Russ well, has to update the open.
Why can't you? And I mean, and I'm not like you. Know. You are. I've worked with you. You are more than capable of doing that. Why do you need Russ to do it? You can do it.
Because I was told that Russ needs to make the opens.
Who said that to you?
It was Andrew. He says we put all the production through Russ for opens. He's fine if I do like segment opens, but like show opens have to go through Russ.
So I'm just gonna. I'm gonna create a scenario.
So
let's say you know like. That's actually a great scenario is to call PJ.
I'm gonna end up putting out the schedule now, aren't I?
No, yes. I won't. No, we won't let that happen. So let's just say, like, you know, LeBron retires, right? And Russ is, I don't know, he's cavorting in Bermuda for a few days. He's on vacation.
Good for
and
Russ.
We've got some banger sound to be put in the open, but Russ. Sipping on a daiquiri with an umbrella in it by the pool, soaking in the sun. Do we not get an open? What happens?
That would be an actual problem because I don't even have the audio session if we get into the nerd stuff,
yeah,
like the multi-track
you?
Where you need to flip stuff out. So yeah, I wouldn't have the ability if Russ wasn't here to update it.
I love how like it's being protected like the Epstein files. Like, can we get the multi-track here? I don't understand.
I know. Maybe we'll work on this for football season. The
multi-track. I mean, God, I could have it on my. I could do it myself. I won't.
There's checks and balances, man. Yeah, we can't get free reign out here.
So just like here are these hurdles. Like, why are they there? Well, there's no good reason for them. Bill, the open is great today.
You doing?
Yeah, I guess that's true, right? Should we go rogue?
No, I like my checks.
I also like my checks.
Checks are good. Every 2 weeks.
I also, checks are money's good. Money is good. Thank you very much, Bill. Great job at the Open. Always great to have Bill Zimmerman on the show. It is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. We're on, I don't even want to do the whole thing. Odyssey, Sirius, XM, YouTube, Twitch, NBC, fastest show in all of wagertainment, presented by BetMGM, onward and et cetera. Okay, we do have an amazing show coming up. Lots of news from NFL training camp. Justin Fields and the Jets. Bill wrote in our chat exactly what's about to happen, like as soon as I get through the intro here. We got lots of NFL training camp news. Eight buckets will continue. Our expansive NFL win total preview. We'll continue. You know what? I think I'm going to do the Jets here, and we'll save. I do want to talk about Hulk Hogan, who passed away today. Maybe I'll do that on the other side. So yesterday, we did the Giants, we did the Bills, we did the Bears, and we did the Ravens. We'll see what fate, a.k.a. the bucket of bets, has in store for us, which is a salad bowl. It's a salad bowl of bets. What that has in store for us today, we're excited to talk more National Football League on the program. And, of course, all our bets for tonight are coming up in the final hour. The Power Hour, the NBC Sports Now Hour of the show, as we kind of look to keep it rolling here. I told everybody yesterday, the Blue Jays are going to win, going to beat the Yankees, because the Blue Jays always play well against the Yankees, this season at least, and the Yankees are fundamentally a terrible team, and then the Yankees had the worst game on defense since when the Dolphins laid 70 points on the Broncos a couple years ago, in Sean Payton's first year. Kicking the ball all over the yard, looking like a little league team. What a surprise. What a surprise that this happens to the New York Yankees. It happens every year, because they keep trotting out Supreme Court Justice Cashman and Supreme Court Justice Boone. They have the job until they're dead, apparently, and the Yankees won't win a World Series, and I'm not wishing death, but I don't think the Yankees will win a World Series until there is new leadership in place. Okay, the thing I want to hit now in the open, and then we'll do some other stuff and get into eight buckets on the other side. I just need to go through the timeline of events today as it concerns Justin Fields and the New York Jets. So I'm on Twitter this morning, and you know, one of my old coworkers at Sirius XM NFL Radio, awesome guy, I think he does work for Fox Sports now, Ralph Acciano, tweets that Justin Fields is getting carted off the field, and I retweeted it. And I'm like, okay, this is something that I think I was, gonna go, for a walk or something. I need to monitor this, right? Like, maybe this is something big, maybe it's something small, who knows? So I think Ralph was the first person that had it. And over the course of the next, you know how this works on social media, over the course of the next, couple minutes of real time, every single Jets writer is tweeting it. There is even one, I forget who it is, and I don't mean this badly, I would do the same thing, but had a breaking, all in caps, Justin Fields carted off, which is obviously like, you want social engagement. I would do the same thing. It's not a criticism. But obviously when you see it like that, it's like, oh, breaking, like the aliens are here. Like, Jesus has returned to Earth. Justin Fields has rode off practice in a cart. Breaking. And everyone starts melting down. And Jets fans that I follow on Twitter, Jets fans in my life, people I grew up with, friends of mine, etc., family members. Not my actual family members, but in-laws, all my family like the Giants, are oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. We have the worst luck ever. Season's over already. And as this is all happening, I can't believe what I'm reading. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I can't believe what I'm hearing. The idea that the season's over because Justin Fields might be out is the height of insanity. Like, have we forgotten this incontrovertible truth? Justin Fields stinks. He's not good. The win total for the team is not high. 6.5? Oh my God, the starting quarterback of the team with a 6.5 win total's out. You would think this was like Lamar Jackson got carded off. Patrick Mahomes got carded off. Caleb Williams got carded. Like, it's Justin Fields. Are we really doing this? We're really losing our collective minds over Justin Fields. And I'm not rooting for injury. I'm glad he's fine. I'm glad that he's day-to-day. I don't root against him. I want him to play this year. But really? We're going to melt down over Justin Fields? Do people know that the backup quarterback is no longer Zach Wilson? It's Tyrod Taylor. I would make the case that if Justin Fields today were declared out for the year, and Tyrod Taylor were going to be the Jets' starting quarterback, the win total would move 0.0%. And if it moved towards the under, I'd consider betting the over. Because while Justin Fields' ceiling is absolutely higher than Tyrod Taylor's, Tyrod's floor is definitely higher than Justin Fields'. Like, Fields is a better athlete at this point in Tyrod's career in his advanced age. Like, Fields can run for over 1,000 yards. Is there any question who's a better thrower of the football? It's Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod started a playoff game. And we're doing this with Justin Fields? Like the Jets are going to go 12-5 this year, contend for a Super Bowl? He's not going to be the starting quarterback next year for the team. Season's over. I got news for you. Season's already over, and it hasn't even started yet. On the other side, 8 buckets here on a Thursday. You better, you bet, on the BetMGM Network.